I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. HRN is food radio supported by you. Learn more at heritageradionetwork.org.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
Hello, hello, Heritage Radio Network listeners tuning in from 165 countries around the world, about a million listens a month. And today, I know everyone is listening to Tech Bites, the weekly show where we look at the intersection of food and technology. And today, that intersection is on a wheel of Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese. Have you ever had Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Often, we think all Parmesan that comes from Italy is Parmigiano-Reggiano, but that's not true. It is something very specific that's been made for more than 900 years in a very traditional way from a very specific place in Italy. And if it's not authentically Parmigiano-Reggiano, it's something else. The Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium has started using P-chip microtransponder technology on the cheese to start to track the authenticity, the supply chain, where it's going, where it was made, which is really fascinating considering that it's been around for 900 years. And now we have really, really cutting-edge technology. And why is it so important that we know where the Parmigiano-Reggiano comes from, and if it's authentic or not, is an interesting question that you would go so far to make sure your cheese was authentically what it's supposed to be. So joining us today to talk about this very interesting intersection of old heritage craftsman food and modern technology, we have Riccardo De Serti, the director of the Parmigiano-Reggiano Consortium in Italy. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we have Massimo Bio, director of business development with P-chip. Thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you, Jennifer.
One of the exciting things about doing the show remotely instead of in studio is that we get to have guests from around the world, like Italy, people calling in from Italy, which previously didn't really work. So the first thing to talk about, I think, is why authenticity is so important. Why is it important for us to know that the Reggiano Parmigiano is authentic? And why would people even be interested in counterfeiting or making forgeries of cheese? Riccardo.
Yes, the answer to this very interesting question is explaining the system of Parmigiano-Reggiano we have into the European rules for geographical indication. All the geographical indication as Parmigiano-Reggiano are established and recognized on the base of a specification rules for the production. So, under the control of a third body that certificate the respect of all the rules, the authenticity is an important pillar to achieve two different goals. On one side is the base on which we built the relation with the consumer, because the food lovers that buy Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese and pay a premium price for the real Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese need to be guaranteed about the authenticity and to buy the original Parmigiano-Reggiano with his specific quality. On the other hand, the authenticity and the authenticity based on a specific new technology on digitalization and not on the analogic approach, open the windows for the future to new perspective to improve the efficiency inside our system and our companies that produce the Parmigiano Reggiano cheese.
About how many companies and dairies are producing Parmigiano Reggiano right now in Italy?
Now we have 300 dairies producing cheese all the day along the year. And the Parmigiano Reggiano is a very craft product. And on this base, we built the relation to the specific own quality that is different between each of our dairies.
So if it was simply one factory or one dairy or one place producing all of the Parmigiano Reggiano, it might be easier to keep track of what was authentically produced or not. But if you have so many different producers, then that makes it also a little bit more challenging. We don't really quite have the same geographical indication regulations in the United States as you have in Europe. We certainly have rules about what you can legally call a product in terms of a category like bacon or cheddar cheese or, you know, organic milk. There's a definition for what organic milk means, but that's not tied to a specific brand or a specific geography in the country. I think the easiest thing for people to recognize and make a comparison about something that is a specific regional product and then turns into a universal category is something like champagne. Champagne is a sparkling wine produced in a specific way, specifically in the Champagne region of France. And legally, that's the only wines that can be called champagne. It doesn't matter if it's sparkling somewhere in France. It doesn't matter if it's the champagne method somewhere else geographically in the world. We can only call champagne wines champagne. But universally, I think around the world, people often will call any sparkling wine champagne just because it's such a strong brand. Is that a similar situation that happens with generally Parmesan or other types of cheeses that are coming from Italy and other parts of the world? Do people make the mistake and just call things Parmesan sometimes?
Yes, the problem and the opportunity are the same of the example of champagne. We are based under this geographical indication system on a specific territory, and in our case of Parmigiano Reggiano, the Parmigiano Reggiano cheese can be made only inside a very specific region in the Emilia-Romagna, under the Emilia-Romagna region and a part of Lombardy. And all the breeders need to use to feed the cow specific forage from this area, and the transformation and the production of the cheese need to be made in the dairies also established into this area. And also the aging of the cheese must be up to 12 months in this region. So these are in very short term the pillar of the specification that we need to certificate under the authenticity scheme. So in the past years, we achieved a very big target for our system because we increased the production, but also the price. So the Parmigiano Reggiano system now express a very important economy, a role in the economy of Italy. To understand with one value, the overall sales at the consumer price of Parmigiano Reggiano are around $2.5 billion, and it's a very, very big business. And under this business, we are under the attack of counterfeiting practices around the world, and into this field is very important to support the control and protection activities with a concrete and efficient system to guarantee the authenticity.
$2.5 billion is what the Parmigiano-Reggiano market is?
Yes.
That is amazing. That's an enormous number. That's a lot of cheese.
A lot of cheese. In terms of wheels, we produce around 4 million wheels each year, and each wheel, the weight is around 40 kilos.
That's amazing. And so before you have P-chip technology, how do you identify that the Reggiano Parmigiano is authentic and not a counterfeit product? What have you been doing in the 900 years up until this point?
Yes, the needs start from the beginning of our history. But in the last three decades, we introduced a first around in 1990, introduced the use of the casein label. The casein label is a ring of casein that we apply to the wheel the day we produce the cheese, and this casein plate paste with the cheese. Now we have on this casein label an analogic code to identify the wheel and start with the traceability. The problem of this system is that we cannot read all the wheel we produce, and we can track and check the authenticity if in some case one wheel or a part of the wheel need to be checked. In the future, with the new technology of the P-chip technology, we will be able to read at the barn all the cheeses, and this will be possible, including a chip, a very small chip, into the casein label. And as I said before, this approach, this digitalization of the system will open a new perspective in terms of management of the big data of the production and the management of a lot of production, a lot of information on the production data system, but also for the marketing needs to provide information related to the production of the cheese.
That's amazing. Just out of curiosity, where does most of the counterfeit Reggiano Parmigiano come from? Which part of the world is producing counterfeit cheese?
Oh, the kind of, in terms of counterfeiting, the problem now are very low in European Union market, that at the moment is the most important market for our sales, because we established during the years also new rules and new regulation that support the protection of the product. The problem in term, the biggest problem in term of counterfeiting, and in term of counterfeiting, I'm explaining when someone put a not authentic Parmigiano Reggiano under a pack with the label that name Parmigiano Reggiano. And this kind of problem we have in new countries like as the South America, the Asian market, and it's very important for Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium to check, to pick up product and check the quality of the products. Also in US we have it, that is the bigger market outside the European Union, the US market. we have some problem, but the market where we have the biggest problem in terms of counterfeiting. The problem in US is in terms of misleading with the consumer by the use of the term Parmesan on the similar product, but is not a counterfeiting in the US market.
Okay, interesting to know. So labeling, production, being able to keep track of $2.5 billion worth of cheese, such a big number. We go now to the P-chip technology. Massimo, tell us, explain to us a little bit what the P-chip technology is. We've certainly, on this program, we talked about blockchain technology back in 2018 and how blockchain and digital data can help us track how food is produced. So we just can trace the sources along with the authenticity. We know what micro transformers are and micro transponders are, but tell us how it all comes together in the P-chip. How does the technology work?
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, the P-chip technology is based on a small light activated microtransponder chip. Is based on silicon as raw material. It employs a variation of semiconductor technology to trace high value goods and all stage of a supply chain. Let's say that it's extremely small and no invasive, especially when you have to tag a craft product like the Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. Is 500 micron times 500 micron sites with a thickness of 100 microns, so it's extremely small, and is having everything integrated. So it's activated through a light that normally is a laser light, and transmit a radio frequency ID signal that is always telling us this is my ID number, this is the date, time of the transfer, and this is the location. So in few words, it's always telling us this in a crypto way, so it can not be counterfeited, and therefore any kind of activity that we are recording is extremely precise. It's very, let's say, flexible from the use point of view, both from technology and marketing. Because if we talk about marketing, that is very, let's say, important for the industry to add value to the finished good, it can be used for anti-counterfeit, for food traceability, in supply chain for the track and trace. In terms of technology, standoff is extremely, let's say, flexible because it can tolerate extreme temperature, minus 280 Celsius up to 500 Celsius. Is not suffering the microwave radiation, is having a withstand high G-force. It can tolerate solvent and reagents. So in terms of technology, has been introduced at the Consorzio Parmigiano-Reggiano because during the process, they have some of this stress that this kind of tag was did perform extremely well.
So when you talked about the size, when we spoke earlier, you said it was like a grain of salt.
Indeed, yes.
So very, very small. What was the technology originally designed for? I'm sure when these microtransponders were being developed, they were not thinking about putting them on a wheel of cheese.
Yes.
What was the original idea?
Correct, right. The original idea was done to precisely tag the instruments and the probes used in the laboratory for histology, the hospital, or the pharmaceutical industry. Okay?
Okay.
So and that's then, why it's so small.
And then at what point did the idea of making it food safe and using it for food and beverage. At what point did the technology start to evolve in that direction?
Well, 2019, PCHIP start to think about the great value that the technology can add in the anti-counterfeit that is having an area where there are significant, huge investment to defend the brand. And then food traceability was a consequence because, of course, we start to have dialogue with several potential partners. And when we find a bright company like the Consorzio Parmigiano Reggiano and is a security director and Riccardo as a general manager director, we start to think about to introduce a 4.0 digitalization that is not invasive because it is a leave to the Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese wheel, let's say, the image that is having since 900 years of craft managed. But on the meantime, is adding a very smart technology that allow to reinforce the authentication, as Riccardo just described. So they can now say, we also have a microtransponder that is a secure gate for tomorrow to be used in the blockchain. But in the meantime, is also giving the ability to link to the software of the blockchain the amazing number of information they have about the process, the quality of the raw material, and the security of the production to the through the PCHIP in order to be track and trace in a very quick and accurate way.
So fascinating. We're going to take a quick break to find out who the underwriter of this program is. Did you know Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit? We keep the lights on and the mics hot out of the generosity of our members, many of whom are listeners like you, grants, and underwriters like this one. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Roberta's, home of Heritage Radio Network for 10 years. Roberta's was founded in Bushwick in 2008 and has become one of the most iconic restaurants in the country. HRN made its home inside of Roberta's in 2009, and together they have become part of the DIY fabric of the neighborhood. Roberta's, the pizza restaurant, is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serves much more than just the famous wood-fired pizzas. Their team dreams up new salads, pastas, and sandwiches on the regular. Roberta's Tiki Bar is alive and well in the back garden, serving up frozen drinks in the summer and hot toddies in the winter. Stop by the bakery and takeout spot next door for fresh breads, sticky buns, and pizzas to go. And of course, there's the 2-Michelin-starred Blanca tucked away in the garden for truly daring diners. But Roberta's also extends beyond Bushwick, with multiple locations in New York City and now in Los Angeles. You can also find their frozen pies in grocery stores around the country. The spirit of Roberta's, like Heritage Radio Network, is everywhere. Here's to many more years of pizza-powered radio. Learn more about Roberta's at robertaspizza.com.
You are listening to Tech Bites, the weekly show on the Heritage Radio Network, where we look at the intersection of food and technology. And today that intersection is on a wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, the $2.5 billion Reggiano Parmigiano cheese industry has joined forces with PCHIP technology in order to track the authenticity and the production of their very valuable product. Joining us today, we have Riccardo Deserti, the director of the Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium, and Massimo Bile, director of the business development at PCHIP. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about Reggiano Parmigiano, find them on social media on Instagram at Reggiano Parmigiano or Parmigiano Reggiano USA. You can also find them online, parmigianoreggiano.com, and you can find PCHIP at pchip.com. We were just talking about how the technology has now evolved to be able to be embedded very discreetly on a wheel of cheese. And even though there are 300 plus dairies producing Parmigiano Reggiano, currently, it's actually the program is in a little bit of a testing period. Is that right, Ricardo? You have about 10 dairies that are using the technology as a sample, and you'll be concluding this sort of first trial sometime next year. Is that right?
Yes, we are in the middle of this project. The relevant intermediate result we obtained, we checked, and we now can say that the PCHIP technology is able to support the needs of Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese in terms of authenticity and traceability. What we need to do to conclude this project and make the choice to apply the new technology to all the production is to improve and implement some new target for the reader, because as Massimo Baio explained, the technology need to be activated by a laser reader, and we need to apply this in relation to our craft production that need every day to spend time to read all the wheels. And the second step we need to do is to improve the software to manage in the better way all the data system. So in our opinion, we will be able to start with the and run the project in the all the dairies under our specification, we believe, into 2023.
So far, then, it has been a successful project then at this point?
The successful project, yes, in terms of coherence between this very, very new technology. We are the first cheese and geographical indication that apply this approach. All the other European geographic indication use some analogic system. So the more relevant result is to work for the application to all the products. We believe that the work of our dairies will change a lot under a new system where, on the base of the data system, of the certain and real link on traceability of the products, we will work better to improve the quality, to check the non-quality wheels, and define the problem that we have also in the production to improve the quality of the certification cheese.
And Massimo, from your point of view on the PCHIP technology side, is this the first time you've done a project with cheese and a product like this?
Yes, we had and we still have many contacts in the food industry, but it's the first time that we have a project with the cheese, and it's the first time that we have a project with a craft food manufacturer that is completely different in some extent, as Ricardo mentioned, compared to a large industry that is having many automation.
And how do you think the project is going in terms of the technology? How is it? Is it working as you want it to? What have your findings been?
Well, we are extremely satisfied for the project. Indeed, it is not like in an industry, as I mentioned before. And if I can make a couple of examples. First, if you are in industrial line, you can stop and go, or you have an offline testing line. In a craft manufacturing company, the workers are working hard from 4:30 in the morning up to 10 in the morning when they finish the production, and they are rushing, they have no time. So this was a great learning session that we had in the last 6 months in order to customize the reader in order to meet the requirement of people that are use not to use a digital technology. And in terms of software, as Ricardo mentioned, we have to upgrade the software in order to be far more intuitive because the reader is combined with a tablet with all the smart choice that are recording the activity. And this is something that we are not concerned from a technology point of view, but is more based on the customer requirement that need to be accomplished.
So fascinating. I'm going to ask both of you one final question because unfortunately we're running out of time, which always happens when we're talking about something interesting. So the same question to both of you. I'll ask you first, Ricardo. What do you think the future is for Parmigiano Reggiano and technology? You'll be completing the project next year, but what do you think the future holds for the next 900 years?
Oh, the this is a very new perspective of Parmigiano Reggiano. On one side, we are very, very strictly linked with our history. And for the quality of the product, we need to maintain the coherence with the historical rules of production. So this need to respect the rules and specification don't is open also to new technology for all the part of the system not related with the specific rules of production. And the example of PCIP technology to support the tradition and the traditional system of production is the example, a very clear example of how technology can improve also traditional product lines as Parmigiano Reggiano. And in the future, I look other field to improve by the way of new technology, also the currents with our history and our tradition.
And what do you think, Massimo, about the PCIP technology? I mean, we are in an amazing place right now with the science. Where do you see the future of it specifically as it relates to working with food and the food industry?
Well, we are investing a lot in terms of knowledgeable resources, in terms of headcount, and in terms of money to develop more and more our technology and our ability to project management and engineering. And we do see that the potential of a PCIP for the dimension and for the combination we can get on our with our tags that we, in some cases, we already patented, that we can have larger requests in the food industry, because like in the example of the Parmigiano Reggiano, if the day that they will adopt the technology, they decide to apply on the wedges and the grated cheese packaging, the PCIP, they could get the full traceability reading the PCIP on a wedge to the cheese that did produce this specific wedge. So it's a very, let's say, ambitious project, but we are extremely confident to deliver.
Well, as I said earlier in the show, we did our first episode about the blockchain and utilizing the blockchain to track the food supply and where food comes from back in 2018. If you're interested in going back to the archives and listening to that, that's episode 152. It's Blockchain and the IBM Food Trust. This is episode 278, which is so exciting and unbelievable at the same time. And it really, I think, takes an interesting look at the meeting of something very traditional and something very technologically forward. I want to thank Ricardo Deserti from the Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium and Massimo Bau from PCIP for joining me today all the way from Italy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank our listeners and our underwriters and our sponsors. If you like this show, come back and listen next week. If you really love it, subscribe to it on iTunes or Spotify or your favorite podcasting platform. Leave us a 5-star review. It'll help more people discover the really interesting stories like this that we have to share. If you think it's important and you can't live without it, and you think that we need a platform like Heritage Radio Network that's been around for more than a decade with tens of thousands of hours of recorded shows talking about our food world and trying to create a more equitable and delicious world for everyone, go to heritageradionetwork.org, click the beating heart, and maybe send us what you spent on cheese and a plate of pasta this week. It'll help us make more radio and tell more stories. I'm Jennifer Liuzzi, and this is Tech Bytes.
This show is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.